follow NCAA ball here.
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
NCAA basketball.
Just sit back and enjoy the show.
On Lincoln's ESPN FM 101.5, 1480 AM. Call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should say up front, I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know, probably like four times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray. Got to do it.
Welcome back into Greg at the Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. Thank you for hanging out with us. So let's get over to some North Carolina news.
Nope.
Federal prosecutor. What?
Nope. Nike news.
No. Oh, aren't they a Nike school?
They are, but so is Duke.
Yeah. I don't doubt that Duke cheats.
Just saying. Don't lump my dudes in
those
there.
Those two guards you guys got, definitely.
Don't lump
Luke
my dudes.
May did not take a dollar. No. Wait a minute. Hold on. He was a three-star that had offers three from star. Where?
I don't know. Let me look where his offers were. I don't.
All right. Let's look real fast. Because I think this is going to be our proof that you guys cheat. Luke May, 6'8", high school baller, three-star, comes to North Carolina as a walk-on instead of taking one of his offers from what other schools? Don't be skipping any prestigious universities either.
I'm trying to find it. Relax.
Just type in what I would suggest is Luke May Rivals and then search. And I bet you'll find it. Don't be skipping all these blue bloods.
I'm not skipping.
I don't want you skipping like Wake Forest or South Carolina.
This whole picture's goofy.
Well, he's an ugly dude.
I'm going to show
I told you he looks like a cross between Youngblood.
Schools offered. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear.
There's a list. There's a long list.
I know. It's yes.
You're going to be surprised that it's not a big. It's not.
Just
Wake
me,
Forest.
Yeah. Okay.
VCU.
Wake Forest was the first one you said.
Yep. Virginia Commonwealth. NC State.
He could have been a Demon
Western
Deacon.
Carolina. UAB. St. Joe. Richmond. Notre Dame. Elon. Davison. Clemson. UNC Charlotte. Charleston. North Carolina.
Okay, hold on. So. Just out of that, I heard Elon.
Davidson.
Davidson's a good school.
North Carolina, Greensboro.
Davidson. I heard Davidson, Clemson, Wake Forest.
Uh-huh.
Where else?
NC State.
NC State makes the tournament.
VCU.
And he turned down scholarship offers
to go to
North Carolina as a walk-on. And you don't think they paid him on the side? Come on, man.
Nope.
Don't pee on my foot and tell me it's raining.
Huntersville, North Carolina. That's where he came from.
What do you think, Willie J? They cheat?
Yeah, no, they're breaking the rules big time.
Right. Federal prosecutors, if you guys didn't hear this story, this is awesome. I feel like, you know what this was? I have a theory that's a pretty simple one. I'll tell you in a second. Federal prosecutors in New York and California have charged celebrity attorney Michael,
Avenetti.
Michael Avenetti with extortion and bank and wire fraud. In the New York case, Avenetti was charged with attempting to extort more than $20 million in payments from Nike.
What?
By threatening to use his ability to garner public publicity to inflict substantial financial and reputational harm on the company if his demands were not met. Avenetti's 48 had previously represented adult film star Stormy Daniels. Your boy Trump has tweeted about him a few times.
Yeah.
And how much he hates him.
Weird.
And whose real name is Stephanie Clifford. I don't know why that has to be in there. In her lawsuit against President Trump. So he was the guy who represented Stormy Daniels.
Yep.
And he also represented his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. So Trump hates him. So keep that in mind, by the way, in like the back of your pocket, okay?
Back, just in the back.
Avenetti appeared in court on Monday evening and was released on a $300,000 bond. He's barred from having any public contact with an unidentified co-conspirator in the case. He must report any financial transactions of more than $5,000.
Ruh-roh.
That'd be really easy for me to do.
He's on the ruh-roh.
You have to report anything. Shoot, man, they could say you have to report anything over $25, and other than gas, they ain't getting anything out of me.
Yeah, because bar tabs are typically lower than that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Sometimes.
Maybe not. Good point.
Yeah.
It would come out. Your wife would be like, what?
I know. She wouldn't be happy with me.
31 times in 31 days.
She said, so Michael Avenatti basically was doing this. And then so he tells him, hey, I'm gonna get you guys if you don't pay me. I think he wanted $1.5 million.
Yep.
Nike said, screw that. So what he did is he went to Twitter, and Avenatti said, hey, come tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm having a press conference, and I'm going to out and just demolish Nike and a whole bunch of the big-time universities in college basketball. 15 minutes later, our government comes down on him for unrelated charges in three states.
Yeah, not even related to this.
Not even related to this. And they come out, and they're coming down on him hard. Like, quick. Doesn't that feel like someone like Phil Knight called up
like
Trump
got,
and was like hey,
look,
Trump.
Man, we got to do something about
listen,
this.
Listen, bro. I know I got the whole Kaepernick thing, and I know he's your buddy. You know, you don't like Kaepernick. But here's the deal, what we found out. And this is another piece that's really interesting in this. That co-conspirator that was unidentified,
huh?
It's Colin Kaepernick's lawyer. What? So the
this is
Kaepernick's
so good.
Lawyer who was helping him get the money out of Nike out of the NFL was at the same time going after Nike and trying to.
You can't make this stuff.
That's insane.
You can't make this up.
That is a crazy, crazy, crazy story.
I don't even know where to go with that, man. There are some reports starting to circulate about some schools and players as well.
Oh yeah,
I mentioned that to you earlier.
Is Creighton in this?
Nope. I'm sure not yet, but they have alluded to the fact that Bull Bull from Oregon, that his handlers have taken some cash.
Bull Bull did?
His handlers.
Man, his handlers
have taken some cash.
That sounds so dirty.
I know.
Sounds bad. So, I mean, come on. We had to know. We know. Here's the deal, and I refuse to believe. This is one of those things we all just know, but we don't like to talk about. But again, as I said earlier, if I come to find out, I'm going to tell you this right now. If I come to find out there's only one Adidas school that hasn't tried paying players, and it's Nebraska, and we never want to.
You're going to be mad.
I'm going to be mad.
I'd be mad too.
If we're the only one, like, hey, we're not cheating. We might be finishing 13th in our conference, but at least we have our morals. I don't want to be that guy.
And it looks like we don't know how to cheat.
Right. It just looks like we're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Nebraska-like still, though, wouldn't it?
Hey, do you remember the guy who faked that attack? His name was like Jesse Smollett or something.
Yeah, Smollett.
All those charges were just dropped.
Of course. Welcome to the United States for rich people. Like, he's rich. He got out of it. Good for him, yeah. I guess.
He didn't really lie.
Yeah. It was all good. We've got like all this evidence that he lied to us.
My bad.
He didn't lie. This is what it is. This is the, you know.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Like, you'd be fine if you were in this situation, Willie J.
I don't have money.
Yeah, but you got a Lexus.
Oh, well.
So they'd see you roll up in the Lexus, and they'd be like, uh-oh, he's a have. Let's just let him off.
Sweet.
Keep going.
Keep going, buddy. But yeah, so Avenatti's in trouble, and we'll see what comes of it. Do you think, even though he tried to... So what he did is he tried to blackmail Nike on this deal.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you the feds want to know what he knows.
Oh, gosh, yes. This is not
so
done.
So there's
going
to be some sort of plea bargain broke.
What he was trying to do and extort for to keep the information is now going to happen.
Yeah, I think the feds just saw an opportunity to get him in and make sure that they would be able to get this all on the up and up so they could go after the people they need to.
I don't understand why he was doing business with Nike to begin with.
Well, he was trying to extort them. He wasn't necessarily doing business with them.
Yeah, he just had information.
He had information.
So he just woke up one day and was like, I'm going to try and screw over Nike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He can make money off
of them. Do you find it interesting? I think this is a year later now. It was Adidas then. Now it's the year later, right during the tournament time, where we're back to this again. It was Adidas last year, I believe, and now it's Nike. The timing of it is...
Next year, it's going to be Keds.
K-Swiss.
Then the Puma. Year after that, it's going to be
Puma's
champion.
Got players. Puma's,
I know, but I'm just saying, it could be.
Just Puma does have players.
That made me think. Oh, hang on.
They're making. You got rumors?
Dang it. I asked Washit if he wanted to get... It's Robin Washit's birthday, so if you guys get a chance, at Robin Washit on Twitter. He turned 40 today, which is a really big deal. So if you could tweet at him and tell him happy 40th birthday, it would make me super, super happy.
Yeah, because he is doing nothing right now like us, waiting on any news from down at the university.
Yeah, he said, are we having beers at a possible presser? I mean, that look, the optics of us cracking open beers during Tim Miles' press conference being fired would look bad, but, you know.
Seemed normal. Seemed fitting.
Really, the only one that it's not expected from is from Robin.
Yeah, at that point, if
people wouldn't think it was like, that crazy.
It's his birthday one.
Yeah.
It's the Robin Washit.
40th birthday. Big deal.
You're down there. You're celebrating because that's the only place you can celebrate.
Yeah.
If you do that, are you bringing in like one and you're putting it up instead of like, you know, all the coaches have their Mountain Dew or their Pepsi or whatever? Is it a Busch Light for Miles? Like you put it up, they replace it.
Hold on.
Well, you can't do it unless you give one to Moose.
I was about to say, are we setting Moose up for failure if we show up to that presser with some beer?
Without a beer. You
see it.
He's up there firing Tim Miles, and he's like sweating.
He hears this, and he's like, all right.
Where?
You do it right in the middle when he's going to talk to his presser.
What?
I'm parched. That's a guy that's never parched.
He just adds to it. He's like, you know, just because I want to have a few beers with the media, my media people.
My peeps.
Doesn't make, I just mean a Nebraskan. As a matter of fact, I'm going to text him back here real quick.
Robin, did you bring day birthday beers to the presser?
Let's see what Robin says. I just text him back.
You're in his car.
That's
He's
so
sitting
funny.
In his car.
Oh, boy. We'd be setting Moose up for disaster. That's a trap, I think.
He knows better.
Do you think anything comes out of this Nike deal?
Yeah, I think they're going to keep digging into this thing. I think this thing has been opened now, and I think it will continue. Absolutely. Absolutely. I kept thinking, I was wondering when you hear Adidas, I was wondering when the Nike hammer was going to drop after all this. So, yeah, I think they keep digging. They will dig and dig into this thing. Can't read.
No. That one will stay between us. So here's my main question on this. Like, let's say we have, like, sweeping. Something goes across the board, right? And... we have right now, who are the schools that we know are so we have Creighton, obviously, because they're a bunch of cheaters. We got Arizona, LSU. There's been like rumors of Duke, right? Right? Duke. What are the other schools? There's a couple other big schools in there for the Adidas one.
Isn't Louisville up there?
Louisville was having sex parties. They had other issues, yeah.
Was it? I think NC State. With Dennis Smith, I think's in that mix.
Yeah,
he's got a big one.
So here's my point on this. So let's
say Arizona.
Yeah. So let's say
Kansas is probably in that.
Yep,
mix.
Kansas. So let's say all those schools I just named eventually, you know, the proof keeps coming out and they all get in trouble. Then this Nike thing drops and you get like, and I'm going to just name random schools. Let's say it's like Syracuse. For the sake of this argument, I know you're going to deny it, but let's say it's North Carolina.
All for the sake of your argument.
you're ridiculous. So North Carolina, Kentucky, you know, name off all these blue blood schools.
Yep.
It's bad for business to keep all of them out of the tournament. And it's bad for business. Let's say Gonzaga's in there all of a sudden and Nicholls State, that was one of them. So they now can't go to the tournament. So I wonder if the NCAA will either make a sweeping change in reaction to this so that they don't get in trouble, which would end up being probably being able to pay a player or something. I don't know. Is it the coaches that have to take the fall, not the institution? And you say, all right, Coach K and Duke, Roy Williams in North Carolina, whatever it is, you can't coach there anymore. You now have a show clause for 10 years, 5 years, mm-hmm. whatever it is. But it's going to turn out that your university had no idea and North Carolina's okay. So you can go hire whoever.
And there's no sanctions on the
Michael Jordan is now hired as your coach. The ceiling is the roof. And you guys are winning championships. Johnny Dawkins is now at Duke. Because Wojo didn't get it.
I think they're in a very...
Is that what you think will happen?
I don't know. It's a weird situation.
Because could you imagine if all of a sudden all those teams, Arizona, Kansas, Duke... I mean, I'm naming off blue bloods, right? All over the place. And none of them are eligible for, like, it would have to be for the size of a situation we're talking about. Is there any precedence for amount of time they've gotten told a team they couldn't be in the tournament?
I don't know.
Like 4 years, 5 years?
I think it's like you said, it's such a tough deal on how you're going to manage it, because it's bad for business if those schools aren't in there, right? That's the problem they have. They have... Not just those schools being there, but the TV, the ratings, all that stuff becomes really bad. People don't tune in and do things. So it's, I don't know. Again, to me, I'll also be transparent about this. I think the NCAA as a whole is a joke anyway on how they've handled a lot of situations. Mark Emmert has done an awful job as the president of the association there. So I don't know. I don't know what they do because they have no... rhyme or reason why they've done things in the past. So I don't know. It's
the there's a tweet coming in, and Louis Lance sent it to me, and it's quoting the fake Coach Miles account.
Yeah, this one's good.
And he says, you can't fire what you can't find, and it's got a picture of Bill Murray leaning around a tree with a cigarette and glasses on. And that, have you clicked it to see what people are saying to him? One guy tweets him immediately, your account will change or disappear soon. Like, people are so mad. Why? I don't understand why people are so butthurt over this deal. Like, I totally get there's family and there's people involved. Yes, I'm with you. That's how this works.
You chose
to get into a field that's part of that. Just like on any given day, I could come in here and let a curse word slip and the FCC finds out and then I get fined $10,000 and I'm fired.
Yeah.
That, and it affects my family. It affects whatever. Like, that's part of the business that I chose to get into. So, like, so for what we do, I have no problem if we're going to sit here and entertain people having fun with stuff.
Well, you know the consequences getting into any business like that, right? You know the consequences.
Right.
And now it just so happens that him and Miles in his role, and he's a college basketball coach, which is in the media, and these things happen.
I'm inspired. I'm going to make a GIF of Miles hiding now and get a lot of hate mail for it. That's fine. I'm trying to find a hide-and-go-seek, good hide-and-go-seek one I could use.
If Miles is fired today, what are you guys going to remember? The number one thing you'll remember for the Miles era?
No sit Sunday.
I mean, there's some
Because I was in Mexico during that. Lucky. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, No Sit Sunday was awesome.
It was awesome.
Was it what?
No Sit Sunday was...
Was it Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday. No Sit Sunday. Because he had two of them. It was No Sit Sunday, then he had No Quit Sunday.
That's right. Iowa. Yep.
Iowa.
Which, the Iowa game is a really close. It's up there, because that was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. So, I think there's... I don't know what I'll remember in the whole grand scheme of things, but I'll remember the moments that we had. More than anything of Miles' era... Because there were some pretty good moments that we had. I'll remember more of that year that we made the tournament. That run at PBA, that was the No Sit Sunday PBA and all that. I'll remember that run more than I will a 7-year deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he's had really, really good moments. But on the opposite side, you might also remember the really, really low moments.
Right.
Right? Like Incarnate Word. Things like that. Like, Miles in his tenure, I believe, has had the highest of highs and the lowest of lows.
Oh, yeah.
as a Definitely. Basketball coach. More than I can remember most of a lot of tenured places.
If Miles' floor was higher, he'd still be here. I really think that. The problem with Miles was he had some really high highs, but those low lows made it even worse. Because like he did just enough to get your hopes up.
Yeah.
You know, while at the same time, like we said, I mean, well, look at his conference record. We talked about that. You know, it's a whole bunch of 12s and 13s with two fours mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, which is a really high high and a really low low. There was no in between.
Yeah.
And I think that's how he was, man, his press conferences the first few years at Big Ten Media Days will be stuff of legend. Just because, I mean, that was what he was all about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I started loving Husker basketball. It was like right when he was hired. So I think he's done a good job. I mean, I'm a huge fan. Thanks. I think, and I give that to Coach Miles just because I think I started cheering at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, when this news comes down, we'll have time to talk about like his legacy and all that kind of stuff. And I think he has. Hey, you're getting mocked over one highest of highs.
I'm reading it now.
I know it is a high when you only have 7 tournament appearances in your entire history.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. Nebraska averages like in their what is it, 1 every 20 years?
Yeah,
in the history of this program, sounds that's pretty right. good. The next one is the average. I mean, I'm going to be 57 when the next one happens. You'll be 40.
Oh, gosh.
You'll be Bill's age almost.
But that's if Miles is the coach.
We can add a 20 to his age and still not reach where you're at, Bill.
Jeez. This is ridiculous.
That stinks. Oh, man. It'll always be the case, too.
It will always be the case. By the way, I was texting Robin about his birthday this morning, and it was like, what are you doing, blah, blah, blah. He's like, he goes, I quit celebrating birthdays at my age, usually every 10 years. I go, buddy, that's my age. Every 10 years.
Oh, Robin.
Poor guy just sitting in his car just waiting for stuff.
Is he
right
really?
Now. I don't know. I assume they're all stalking down there to wait for the caddy to roll up. What if they, like, duped him and, like, they met at, like, Village Inn?
And they're cigar not there. Bar.
Cigar bar. Like, what if they met somewhere?
That'd be good. I feel bad for Tim having that video yesterday.
They're probably waiting until after our show.
All right, guys. Thank you for a fun Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow.